You're listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform. A journey into healing, consciousness, and human potential. Hosted by Donald Curry, Clinical Director at Dimensions Algonquin Highlands, registered psychotherapist, educator, and guide in psychedelic-assisted and somatic therapy, each episode invites you to slow down, breathe deeply, and reconnect with the wisdom that lives within your body. In this episode, Donald explores the original blueprint, the sacred first year of life that shapes who we become and how we can return to the wholeness that's always been inside us. Now, take a breath, settle in, and join us on the journey inward.
Welcome back to Retreat, Reset, Transform. I'm Donald Curry, and in today's episode, I want to invite you into something sacred, a conversation about our beginnings, about the original blueprint of who we are, and how understanding the first year of life can transform the way we heal, love, and live. If you're listening somewhere quiet, take a moment to close your eyes. Feel the weight of your body resting wherever you are. Notice your breath, in and out. And if you can, imagine that every breath is bringing you just a little closer to yourself. This episode is called The Original Blueprint. It's a reflection on how our earliest experiences, from before conception through the first year of life, shape our relationship to the world, to others, and to ourselves. It's also a reminder that no matter what those early patterns were, we have the power to rewire them, to heal, to reorient, and to come home to the wholeness that's always been within us. The primary period, the first foundations. Long before we take our first breath, we are learning. In the womb, a baby is not a blank slate. It's an aware, sentient being immersed in a symphony of sensation, sound, and emotion. The mother's heartbeat becomes the baby's first rhythm, her voice, the first vibration of safety, her feelings, her stress, her calm, they all become part of the child's nervous system blueprint. This period, from preconception through the first year of life, is known as the primary period. It's the foundation of who we become, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and relationally. What's astonishing is that the quality of this early environment, the presence or absence of safety, love, and connection, influences not just emotional health, but brain development, immune function, and even the way we perceive the world for decades to come. These early imprints form what's called our core blueprint, the subconscious patterns that shape how we attach, trust, regulate, and relate. And this blueprint doesn't just live in the mind. It lives in the body, in the tone of the breath, in the way the heart responds to love or fear. So often, when people come to retreats or therapy later in life, what we're really working with are these early implicit patterns. Moments when something was missing, safety, connection, presence, and the body learned to survive without it. The continuum of development, how the past lives in the present. Human development is continuous. What begins in the womb doesn't stop at birth. It simply changes form. Each stage of life builds on the last. If we experienced chaos, neglect, or emotional disconnection early on, those states become the default settings for our nervous system. We adapt through control, through overachievement, through withdrawal, through hypervigilance. But here's the beautiful truth. The nervous system can learn new patterns at any age. Safety can be restored. Connection can be relearned. The blueprint can be rewritten. That's what we mean at Dimensions when we say healing is remembering who you are. It's not about fixing a broken self. It's about reintroducing safety and love where they were once missing, so that the original whole self can emerge again. And that's why practices like somatic psychotherapy, breathwork, and psychedelic-assisted therapy are so powerful. They don't just work with the mind. They reach into the body, into the implicit layers of memory where these early blueprints are stored. They allow us to re-experience safety from the inside out. In those moments of deep breath, gentle release, or shared connection, the body receives a new message. You are safe now. You are loved. You belong. And when that message lands, something profound begins to shift. The role of relationship, healing through connection. From the very beginning, we are relational beings. We are not designed to heal in isolation. Every stage of development, from the womb to the present, depends on relationship. In those earliest moments, the mother and baby exist in a field of co-regulation. Her calm helps shape the baby's brain. Her attunement teaches the baby how to feel safe. And when the father or partner enters that field with care and stability, the blueprint becomes even stronger. At Dimensions, we see this mirrored in every group, every circle, every retreat. Healing happens not just through what we do, but through how we relate. Every conversation, every shared meal, every quiet walk in nature is an opportunity for the nervous system to relearn safety, to feel I am not alone, I am seen, I am safe in connection. That's why community is such an essential part of our work. Because co-regulation, the process of one regulated nervous system calming another, is one of the most natural and profound medicines we have. Every time someone listens without judgment, holds space, or meets another's vulnerability with presence, the body learns that connection can be safe again. And that's where real transformation begins. Bonding, separation, and repair. Birth is our first great rite of passage, an initiation from one world to another. It's intense, powerful, and full of meaning. When birth unfolds with safety and attunement, it creates a pattern of trust. I can go through challenge and still be held. When birth involves fear, separation, or trauma, it can shape how we respond to intensity later in life. We may pull away, freeze, or fear the unknown. But through therapy, breathwork, and safe relational experiences, those early imprints can be healed. We can complete the cycles that were once interrupted. We can find our way back to the sense that life is trustworthy, that we can move through intensity and still be safe. Every deep exhale is a tiny rebirth. Every moment of presence is a return to that original blueprint of safety. Healing is not linear. It's cyclical, like breath, like the seasons, like the rhythm of life itself. There will be moments of expansion and joy, and moments of contraction and release. Both are part of the process. At Dimensions, we create the conditions for healing to unfold naturally, through ceremony, through bodywork, through nature, through presence, and through relationship. Every time you allow yourself to feel and stay, you are rewriting your inner map. You are teaching your body that it no longer has to protect, that it can soften, that it can trust again. When we bring compassion to the parts of ourselves that once had to survive, they begin to rest. And in that resting, something extraordinary happens. The original blueprint awakens. The one that remembers connection. The one that remembers love. The one that knows you are already whole. So as you move through your day, hold this awareness close. Every breath is a communication to your nervous system. Every act of kindness toward yourself or another rewires your sense of safety. Every moment of connection tells your body you are home. Healing doesn't erase what happened. It transforms your relationship to it. It allows you to move through life from the wholeness that has always been there, waiting beneath the noise. You are safe to grow. You are safe to love. You are safe to be here. When we speak about the early years of life, that sacred primary period, it can sound like something long ago, sealed in the past. But the truth is, those experiences are alive in us right now. They live in the way we breathe, in the way our stomach tightens when we sense disconnection, in the way our heart races when we feel unseen, or how we go numb when life feels too big. These patterns, they aren't flaws. They aren't character defects. They're adaptations, beautiful, intelligent responses the body created to help us survive when safety, love, or consistency were uncertain. When the nervous system learned early on that the world was unpredictable, it might have stayed on high alert, scanning, bracing, waiting for what comes next. If connection felt too intense, we may have learned to pull back, to self-regulate in isolation. And if love was conditional, we might still be chasing worthiness through achievement or perfection. But every one of these patterns began as an act of protection. The body saying, "I'll do whatever it takes to keep you safe." The beauty of somatic psychotherapy is that it allows us to meet those protective patterns with curiosity rather than shame. Through awareness, through movement, through breath, we learn to listen to the body as a living record of our history. One that speaks in sensations, impulses, and rhythms rather than words. When we slow down, when we feel the subtle language of our own body, the tightening, the holding, the softening, we begin to communicate with the earliest layers of ourself, the ones that never had words, but always had wisdom. And this is what the retreat environment is designed for. It's a return to the natural rhythm of safety and connection. The forest, the lake, the community, they all work together as co-regulators. Nature itself becomes a therapeutic presence, mirroring back calm and coherence. When you're surrounded by trees, when you breathe in sync with the wind or the waves, the body begins to remember a deeper truth. I belong here. I'm part of something alive. In somatic psychotherapy sessions at the retreat, we're not trying to analyze or fix. We're creating conditions where the nervous system can unwind, where the body can complete old responses, the flinch, the brace, the freeze, and return to the natural flow of safety. It's subtle but profound work. Sitting with someone in stillness, tracking the rise and fall of breath, noticing the tremor of release, the warmth returning to the hands, the tears that come when the body finally feels safe enough to feel again. Those are moments of reorganization, moments when the old blueprint built on protection starts to shift into a new one, built on trust. And in community, that healing deepens. Eating together, sharing stories, laughing, breathing. Each moment is a microdose of safety and belonging. Every co-regulated breath whispers to the body, "You can rest now. You're not alone." Healing in this way isn't about transcending the human experience. It's about inhabiting it fully. It's about learning to stay in your body, to feel the sensations of aliveness that once felt too dangerous to touch. Every sigh, every tear, every shared silence at the retreat is part of a greater remembering that healing doesn't happen through effort, it happens through presence, through being with what is tenderly, patiently, with love. So if you notice old patterns arise, if you feel yourself guarding, withdrawing, or striving, take a breath. And instead of asking, "What's wrong with me?" ask, "What is this part protecting?" Because the moment you ask that question with compassion, you're already rewriting the blueprint. You're teaching your body that it's safe to soften, safe to feel, safe to be here now, in the present moment, held by the earth, the air, and the quiet rhythm of your own breath. This is the heart of the work, not to become someone new, but to come home to the one who is always waiting beneath the noise, the one who remembers what safety feels like. Thank you for listening and for taking this time to remember. If this episode resonated, I invite you to bring awareness to your breath right now. Place a hand on your heart and whisper quietly to yourself, "I am safe. I belong. I am home." This has been Retreat, Reset, Transform. Until next time, take care of your nervous system, nurture your connections, and remember, wholeness isn't something you have to find. It's who you already are.
You've been listening to Retreat, Reset, Transform with Donald Curry. If this conversation resonated with you and you're ready to explore your own healing journey in a space designed for safety, connection, and transformation, we invite you to learn more about our immersive programs at dimensionsretreats.com. At Dimensions, every retreat is guided by evidence-based psychotherapy, somatic practices, and the healing intelligence of nature. It's not just a getaway, it's a return to your original blueprint of wholeness. To listen to more episodes, find resources, or begin your journey, visit dimensionsretreats.com.